Welcome to the Adventure Series Radio Theater.
Childhood memories. They become the sweetness of life as we get older. Remembering the special times of childhood and adolescence is often what takes the occasional angst away from our adult experiences, and it gets us close to the people who are no longer here, if just for a brief moment. Julian Corvina shares one such memory, the days with her own dad and his love for flying. Flying the airplanes that he built himself and sent skyward by radio control. Julie becomes the granddaughter in the story as we take to the air in the attic on the Adventure Series Radio Theater.
Okay, let's get her out of the truck and on the ground.
Thanks for bringing me along, Gramps.
Well, I wouldn't have it any other way. Well, there she is. The Antic. My pride and joy. A one-quarter size semi-scale composite of the 1910 Newport and the 1913 Bolero. A masterpiece.
Sweet! This is the coolest model airplane ever! But wait a second. I thought I was your pride and joy.
Huh?
You always say, Willow, you're my heart and soul, my pride and joy.
Well, you are. But the Antic comes in a close second.
Okay, just making sure. I have to agree with you, Gramps. Of all the model airplanes you've built, this is my all-time favorite, hands down. How old is this plane, anyway?
What?
How old is this Antic?
Oh, I built this beauty 40 years ago. Time sure flies when you're having fun.
I'll say. Gramps, why did these old planes have two wings?
Why what?
Why does this plane have two wings?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. You see, Willow, when these planes flew, they were still in the infant stages of aviation. The knowledge of flight, aerodynamics, and all that stuff was a new frontier. Look here. You see how the edge of that wing looks?
Yes, so what?
For any wing to lift a plane off the ground, it has to look like that. The thinking back in the days of these contraptions was that if one wing could make a plane fly, then two wings could make it fly even better.
So then, why don't they make them with two wings anymore?
'Cause that wasn't so. It's sort of hard to explain, but over the years, they were just able to design wings that make more effective use of the air that flows over and under them. That's sort of a quick lesson. Anyway, she's logged 79 flights. Never had a single mid-air collision or crash landing. She's invincible. The Antic is like the Volkswagen. Never becomes obsolete and is always fun to fly, no matter how experienced you are. So, two wings have served her well.
Well, I've never driven a Volkswagen, so I wouldn't know. But you know I want to fly the Antic. Gramps, why didn't you ever fly real planes?
Why didn't I what?
Fly real planes! Did you ever want to get a pilot's license?
You bet I did. More than anything. But because of my hearing loss, I wouldn't be able to communicate with the air traffic controllers. Couldn't hear the commands. They would never give a license to a deaf man. So, I live vicariously through my models. Sometimes I just imagine what it would have been like to be one of the great aviators. Lindbergh, Boeing, Hughes, and my old-time favorite, Manfred von Richthofen.
Who's that?
Richthofen? Why, he was only the greatest fighter pilot of all time. He was also known as the Bloody Red Baron. Flew with the Imperial German Army, a national hero in Germany. He was quite the daredevil. Kind of like you, Willow.
Takes one to know one.
You can say that again. Sometimes I imagine that I could fly just like Richthofen. When my model airplane goes up in the air, it's as though I'm sitting right there in the cockpit. It It's like I'm flying free, soaring high, sometimes orchestrating complex combat maneuvers and always claiming the victory. Anyway, it wasn't meant to be.
Oh well, maybe it's more fun to control planes from the ground anyway.
Doubtful. But it's the next best thing. You know what they always say. Once you have tasted flight, you will forever walk the earth with your eyes turned skyward. For there you have been, and there you will always long to return.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
You know, Willow, I was probably about your age when I built my first plane.
I'll give you props for that.
My first plane actually had a prop on the nose, just like the Antic here.
That's not what I meant.
Anyway, as I was saying, building the plane is almost as much fun as flying it. It's a rush when that plane finally takes off for the first time. There's nothing quite like it.
Could you teach me how to build a model?
Oh, you bet I can. I'll teach you everything, from the craftsmanship of the wings and fuselage to the mechanics of the radio-controlled device, right down to the printed circuit board.
Okay, I'm ready. Anytime. But you know, Gramps, my biggest wish is to fly the Antic. That would be a dream come true.
What would?
Flying the Antic. When are you going to let me fly it?
For a minute there, I thought you said you wanted me to let you fly the Antic.
I did, for like the millionth time. Come on, Gramps. You know I've been begging for a freaking ever to let me fly it.
But you know how I feel about this plane. Besides, you're only...
I know. I've heard that a million times, too. I'm your co-pilot for life. But I want to be more than just a co-pilot.
What can I say? Next to you, of course, this baby is my heart and soul.
Your pride and joy, I know.
It's hard for me to let go of it.
But you know you can trust me. I have dreams, too, just like you do. I could be like Amelia Earhart. Maybe I could even fly around the world.
Or die trying.
You know I could do it. You've seen me in action, and I'm not such a bad pilot either. Except for that one crash landing.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. One thing you have to remember, takeoffs are optional. Landings are mandatory.
Yeah, I get it.
And then you tried to blame it on a UFO sighting instead of taking responsibility for it. Remember, Willow, two wrongs don't make a right.
But two rights make an airplane. Besides, I have learned what not to do from my mistakes.
What makes you think you're ready to fly the Antic now, Willow?
Because when there's a willow, there's a way.
That's a good one. Well, okay. You see, I've actually been thinking about this for some time now, and I've been waiting for just the right time to tell you this. And since this is a special occasion, well, here it goes. Willow, I'm giving you the Antic.
Ha ha, that's a good one. For a minute there, I thought you said you were giving me the Antic. I must be losing my hearing, too.
I am giving you the Antic.
No way! Are you freaking kidding me right now? You're giving it to me? Please tell me you're not joking.
I'm not joking. I would end up willing it to you eventually anyway, so I might as well give it to you now. It's time for the old Antic to fly the coop.
Sweet! Thanks, Gramps. Wait, what's the special occasion?
The equation? Well, you just rev the engine, pull back on the throttle, and off you go.
No, I said, what's the occasion? You really need to turn up your hearing aid, Gramps.
Oh, I don't know. It's an early Christmas gift to you, I guess. It's kind of a dream come true for me, too. I knew this day would come, but I needed to know that you were ready to take over the controls. So you'd better not crash and burn, young lady.
I won't. I promise I won't let you down. I'm so stoked! Mwah!
I'm sure you'll do fine, especially since Old Red still sits in the cockpit. A magnificent man in his flying machine. He's sort of a guardian angel. He always brings the antique home safe and sound. Well, now all we have to do is change the dihedral angle with the rigging to match your flying ability, and off you go. Hand me those needle-nose pliers there in the toolbox, will you?
What's dihedral?
Dihedral. Dihedral angle is the slant of the wing. Another quick lesson in aerodynamics. See here how that wing is not perfectly level, but has a kind of slant to it, kind of a bow?
Yeah.
That's dihedral. Well, let's just say I'm making for a more stable flight for you. I'll have to explain it in detail later.
Greetings, my friends.
Hey, how's it going?
Terrific. I say greetings.
He's really not being rude. He's just really hard of hearing.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Is he completely deaf?
Deaf in one ear and can't hear out of the other. It's the silent handicap. But he doesn't let it get in the way if he can help it. I've learned to live with it. The hearing aid helps, and if you look right at him, like get in his face and speak loud and clear, he can pretty much read your lips.
Okay. Hey, old timer!
Hey, Gramps. This guy's talking to you.
Oh, hi there. Sorry, I guess I got carried away.
Hi, I'm Lewis, the head of the Wingmasters. Your first time here?
What's that?
I said, welcome to the Wingmasters flying field.
Oh, thanks. Charlie's the name. This here is my granddaughter, Willow. Great to be here. I've been wanting to fly this field for a long time.
Well, you couldn't have picked a better day. Nice hat. Looks like you collect pins. Good thing we're not having lightning out here today. That could be disastrous.
Aviation pins. Betty has more than 1,000 on that hat. You really have to speak right at him so he can read your lips, but you don't have to talk real slow.
That's a mighty fine piece of craftsmanship you got there.
Stick around and you can watch her fly.
Yeah, and I'll be taking over the controls and boring holes in the sky.
Be sure to check the frequency control board. You'll want to stay away from channel 3. I'll be on channel 3, and as you know, if both transmitters are turned on simultaneously, that could be disastrous. And you might want to steer clear of the landfill. It's not fun retrieving a downed plane over there.
Okay, yeah, sure. No problem.
You be careful up there, old-timer. See you around.
What did he say?
I don't know. Something about using Channel 3 and stay away from the landfill?
Oh, okay, good. All right now, pre-flight check is done. Pre-flight is very important, you know. It's much better to go home with no flights and one airplane than go home with a bunch of pieces. She's ready to fly. Go ahead, Willow. Take her for a spin.
I'm all over it. And I definitely don't want to bring home my Christmas present in little pieces.
Just remember, takeoffs, landings, and taxis are easy. With this baby, there's no ground looping tendency and no bounce, even with a two-wheel gear.
I really don't know what any of that means, but it sounds freaking amazing.
Go on now. It's time to get this bird out on the runway. That's it. Okay. Start the engine. Sure hope I'm doing the right thing.
Okay, here we go. Channel 3, right?
That's it. Now pull back, full throttle, and lift off. Excellent. Now get her up to cruising altitude. Remember, no higher than 400 feet.
I know, Gramps. Don't you think I know what I'm doing?
At this point, I can only hope.
Freaking amazing!
You got it. The adrenaline rush is undeniable. Hey, watch it with aerobatic maneuvers.
Well, you told me to take her for a spin.
It's not quite what I had in mind. Yeah, check it out. Old Red's in his element.
And so am I. I'm in the zone.
And I'm on top of the world. Okay, bring her back now. Come on now, you've got to turn her around.
Shoot, what's wrong with this thing? I think there's a glitch.
A glitch? Wait, what's going on here? Oh no, wait a minute. Did that guy Lewis say for you to use Channel 3 or to stay off Channel 3?
I don't know. I didn't really pay much attention. I think I was too excited.
Oh, swell. You might have turned on his frequency. You need to bring her back. You're heading for the landfill.
Wait, the sun's in my eyes. I lost sight of the plane. Where did it go?
It's over there. What's the matter?
I think I lost the engine. It's a dead stick.
Nice going, Buckethead. You wait here. I'll go look for it. It's probably in a bunch of little pieces by now.
Would you mind telling me what in the heck is going on here?
I'm sorry, man. It's my bad flying.
You tuned on my frequency, didn't you?
Yeah, I think I probably did.
I told you to check the frequency control board. What were you thinking?
I don't know. I didn't mean to. I guess I just wasn't listening. Epic fail.
It seems to me that your old man isn't the one that's deaf. Jeez, in one ear and right out the other.
I'm so sorry. I was so excited I was finally going to fly the Antic.
I'm going to cut you some slack. And the fact of the matter is, this plane was pretty much ready to hang up its wings anyway. It's not my favorite. Never has flown very well.
Really? Wow, thank you. I don't know what to say.
You know, I've made a few mistakes in my time, too. One time I shot down a guy's plane completely by accident. It was not a pretty sight. I really just wanted to crawl under a rock. But that guy cut me a break, too. I never let that happen again. The important thing is to learn from your mistakes, kid. If you're going to be a serious model airplane pilot, you have to follow the rules.
I know. I will. Thanks for having my back.
Yeah, sure. Just remember, straighten up and fly right.
So, Skarstan amateurs, they should never let kids fly these things.
Who are you?
Rick Toven's the name. You can call me Red.
You look a lot like Santa Claus.
I get that a lot. But things aren't always as they appear, my dear.
Where did you come from?
The Antic. I touched down in the landfill. I was nearly shot down. I must have wandered into enemy territory. It's like a flying circus up there.
You're freaking crazy, man. I really don't feel like dealing with some goofball in a Santa outfit right now. I'm pretty sure I just crashed a very special gift.
Relax. You didn't crash the plane.
What do you mean?
I was in the pilot seat. I took over the controls and landed it safely.
Yeah, right. You are completely delusional. I was flying the Antic. I turned on some other dude's frequency, and then I lost control of the plane. This really sucks. When my Gramps finds it in a million pieces, he's gonna fly off the handle.
Well then, I guess it's a good thing that he's deaf.
Why's that?
So he can't yell at you.
Very funny. He still has a voice, and he's not afraid to use it. Wait a second. How did you know he's deaf?
I've known old Charlie for a very long time. 40 years ago, he planted me in the cockpit of that plane, dressed me in this funky red outfit, and I've been flying by the seat of my pants ever since.
This is just freaky, man. I must be in the Twilight Zone. Maybe I really didn't crash the plane, and this is all just a weird, sick dream.
Look, kid. The plane is fine, and you will be too. The Antic is resilient. She has survived through 80 combat victories.
Combat victories? What are you talking about? Who are you, really? How did you get here?
Why, I practically live here. Aviation is in my blood. I've been around it all my life. I started out as an observer on reconnaissance missions over the Eastern Front. I would be informed of the place where we were supposed to fly, and I would direct the pilot, like a navigator. We would fly straight ahead, then turn to the right, then turn to the left. I would lose all sense of direction over our own aerodrome. I didn't care a bit where I was. And when the pilot thought it was time to land, I was always disappointed. I would count down to hours to the time we could fly again. I had to get back in that plane. It's the only place I ever wanted to be.
So you're really a pilot?
Yes. Eventually, I became a renowned fighter pilot. Ace of all aces. I was officially credited with 79 air combat victories. And now, here I am, ready to claim my 80th victory.
So is that what this is all about? You claiming another victory?
Not at all. You know, Willow, some people think of me as an enemy. But like I said before, things aren't always as they appear. Most of the time I spent in combat, I was just carrying out my orders. A lot of people labeled me as a daredevil, but all I really wanted to be was a guardian angel. Deep down, I always try to do the right thing. Maybe it's something about these duds that brings out the best in me. Or maybe I'm just trying to redeem myself. I'm really just here to help you. I wish you could see that.
You seem really genuine. I wish I could take you seriously. I also wish I could convince myself that I didn't crash that plane.
Look, what I'm telling you is I saved you from crashing that plane.
How do you figure? I had the radio control the whole time, except when Gramps took it out of my hands.
After you started the engine, it was as though you climbed right into the cockpit with me. I was back to being an observer, just like I was back in the day. You were flying the plane right up until the radio transmitter went haywire. From that point, I took over the controls. After the engine stalled, I had to fly it as a glider until I was able to safely touch down in the landfill. I guess you could say I'm your guardian angel.
Do you really expect me to believe that some oversized guardian angel dude was controlling that model airplane?
You can believe whatever you want. Things aren't always as they appear, my dear.
Okay, so if what you say is true, then why don't you prove it?
All right, I will. I'll take you back to the Antic right now. We can retrieve it out of the landfill and get it back on the tarmac.
Okay, and then what?
Then we get right back in that plane and we fly like we've never flown before. I'll take you places you've only dreamed of. The sky is the limit.
Charlie! Willow! I found the Antic! As luck would have it, she's landed belly down on a mattress in the landfill. How crazy is that? Ran over there to get what was left of my plane and found your plane intact. Just cleaned her up and she's as good as new. Charlie? Willow? That's funny, I don't remember seeing that before. Little dolls in the cockpit. Wow, looks like the Red Baron. Clever. Spit an image of that kid. Same clothes and everything.
The Antic was written by Julian Corvina and adapted for radio by Casey Hayes. The story features the voices of Brian J. Page, Leslie Wright, Travis, and Janet Whitney. Produced for the Adventure Series Radio Theater by Casey Hayes, Brian J. Page, and Lisa Kastner.
Join us again next time for another original story on the Adventure Series Radio Theater. Thank you for listening.